This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. This is Mike. How can I help you today? Hey, Mike, my name's Miles, and I'm with XPO, and I just needed to call to report why an installation was not able to be completed and to request a breeze code. I have the FMS order number whenever you're ready.
Go right ahead.
636-537-87.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, and the order itself is for Leonard Zeri in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, I would so love to be there today.
I hear that.
No, I'm stuck in Chicago. We're having another snowstorm.
Oh, wow. I hate that you have to deal with that. If it were to snow and leave just a quarter inch of snow on the ground here where I live, everybody would have a celebration like it's the greatest thing that ever possibly happened on the face of the planet.
Pretty much. My sister lived out at Nellis Air Force Base for almost 10 years.
I myself personally am in central Alabama where it rarely ever snows. So when it does snow, the whole city shuts down and everybody, well, most people, the vast majority of people are super happy and super stoked. Like, yay, we've got some snow. But where you're at, you're like, oh, no, not again. Oh, man.
It's been a very mild winter for most of it. And then just all of a sudden, wham, we just get dumped on.
Oh, no. Yeah, I heard about the potential for that heavy winter weather coming your way. There's someone I follow on YouTube that happens to do multiple things. So one of the channels that he made is focused on the weather, and he's been constantly uploading videos about it. I haven't been watching them because I'm not quite as much interested because it's not really affecting me other than that, you know, like down here we get the rain, but we're not going to get anything cool like snow. So it's just like, I don't want to hear about how everybody else is going to have a good time and I'm just going to get rained on.
Exactly. All right. What's going on with the dishwasher?
Okay. So the home is in the middle of a remodel. And because of this, the dishwasher is unable to be installed and the water line is unable to be connected to the refrigerator. So, you know, the plumbing isn't ready to accommodate those, the dishwasher installation. And because the plumbing is also not ready, it's not ready to deliver water through the water line, so we can't connect the water line to the refrigerator. We did put the refrigerator in place, and we plugged it in, you know, so the customer, you know, can use the refrigerator. They're just not going to have the ice maker or water dispenser function ready until they get their plumbing ready. And the installation for the water line can always be rescheduled. But the only bad thing that I see on the order is that the Best Buy API system canceled the dishwasher installation service. So
when you guys put it into a pending reschedule, it looks like it's canceled on your end, but it's really not. It's still in a reschedule status. So we can reschedule that at any time for them.
But if you do,
right now it looks like it's canceled, but it's not.
But if you do, if you, like, say, for example, if right now you had the ability and you were speaking with a customer, said, hey, the plumber is going to be out on Monday and we'll be ready for the installation after Monday. And you said, okay, cool. Let me get you rescheduled. What'll work? And you say, well, I got Wednesday. And the customer says, Wednesday sounds excellent. Let's do it. And you reschedule it for that day. It'll show up in your system and everything will look like it's cool and good to go. But in our system, it'll still say canceled. So that's why I mentioned.
Because what it does is in ours, it'll create a whole new external order number for it.
Uh-huh.
When we reschedule it.
Okay, yeah, because we're going to have a brand new installation order for the dishwasher just for the installation. And I suppose if a hallway is needed, I don't know that a hallway is needed since the home is being remodeled. I don't know if they have an existing that needs to be hauled away, but if their hallway is needed, then we would just need the dishwasher install and haul away on a new order to make sure that, you know, everything goes smoothly. Because if this order, this FMS order number is rescheduled for the dishwasher, it's not going to change anything on in DMS, our system. So the techs will never know that the order got rescheduled. And then the customer will be disappointed when we don't show up on the date that Best Buy told them that we would be out, because that's happened a lot in the past. Definitely. So I try to mention that any chance I get, you know, just to, you know, be ahead of the game, basically.
Oh, no, nothing wrong with that at all. We do appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome, because I don't know if all I don't know if the other agents with XPO are doing that as well. Maybe I need to send out a blast email or tell my management to send out a blast email, but it's very important that everyone make sure that if we see an install canceled on an order, that when we get a chance to speak with Best Buy, we let them know that, you know, a brand new order has to be created for that particular install, or when it's rescheduled, else it's not going to reschedule this canceled install on our order in our system. I don't know why, but it just doesn't. And so I've had many customers, you know, they spoke with Best Buy, the order got rescheduled, and then they call, say, hey, when are the installers going to be out? And then you pull up the order and it shows the install is canceled, and you're like, oh no, I have to give the customer the bad news, and they've been waiting all day for this. Oh man, I hate to be that guy, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Nope, definitely understandable. So I've got a case ID here for you when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready for that breeze code.
Yep, it's 257-941-448.
I have 257-941-448.
Yep.
All right, excellent, excellent. Well, I thank you very much for your help with this. It is greatly appreciated, and I do hope that you have a good weekend and you stay warm.
You too. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye.